Now, author Anna McPartlin is here to tell us about our new podcast, as I mentioned, with Sinead Moriarty, called What's in the Water, which is also produced by former producer of The Morning Show, Claire Darmody. I wonder how Claire is.
Claire is fantastic. You know, like, I met Claire here doing this show on East Coast.
Yes.
And I just loved her. And then myself and Sinead had the idea for the podcast, and coincidentally I had gone into News Talk to do an interview, and she ran out after the interview to say hello when I was at the lift, and I was like, oh my god, I haven't seen you since East Coast.
We're coming up to our what should be the Wicklow Eye Coffee Morning, which she started, which is now Step Up to Cancer because of the pandemic.
That's right, and I used
so
to do
all
that
those years ago. I mean, yeah. 13, 14, 15 years ago. Anyway, it's great that you've linked up with Sinead. An idea of a podcast, What's in the Water? And, you know, I'm told that it's to delve into female authors' lives to discover the wealth of creativity that exists in Ireland. And of course there is, going back all the years and centuries, about saints and scholars. Tell us more.
Well, it's funny because the whole idea, the name came from, and this is the truth, this isn't just some, we didn't make this up, which we are prone to do as writers, right? But the thing was, I was abroad promoting my work in Europe, and my peers were doing the same. And when myself and Sinead got together one day, we were having coffee, and I was saying to her, you know, it's really weird. I keep getting this question wherever I go, what's in the water in Ireland that creates all these prolific writers? And I just didn't have the answer to it. Like, it's not something you expect to, it's not a question you expect to get. And even when it happened more than once, I still kind of couldn't come up with a really cohesive answer. And she said, funnily enough, I've got that. And somebody else said the same, that people keep talking about the amount of female writers particularly. And we kind of went, yeah, it is an interesting question, actually. And why? And the Irish culture is really fascinating to people abroad. And what is it about the Irish culture that is so fascinating to other European countries that say their cultures aren't that fascinating to us? Like, what is it about? What is it like? And so we just decided, yeah, what a brilliant idea. Let's just get all our peers together. And, you know, it's really nice because we work in isolation. You know, as a writer, you're on your own, and most of us come from different spheres. We don't just start writing at the age of 17 or 18. We go and we get jobs and we work in corporations or, you know, in businesses, and we're surrounded by people, and suddenly we have a book that takes off, and then suddenly you're living alone and you're working alone. And it's really, really nice to have a forum where you get together with your peers and you talk about not the industry, but who we are and where we come from and what inspires us.
We were talking about the creativity, and it's been there, and I presume it's always been there. And okay, I referenced the Ireland of Saints and Scholars, but that was all men. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, only until relatively recently that the creativity of women has been acknowledged.
Well, acknowledged, yes. Celebrated as much as the men? No. Am I going to go negative? No. That's not what the podcast is about. But certainly for a long time, you know, the Irish female was written out of history in terms of their accolades or their achievements weren't celebrated in the way the men's were, or even really acknowledged at all. And as you say, it's only quite recently that, you know, women have been kind of given their space and their time to do whatever, to come into the market, to become a presence, and a presence we have become. And it's really interesting that, you know, when women write, it's like, oh, it's another chick lit, or, you know, just because you're a woman, it's women's fiction. Whereas when a man writes, it's not men's fiction, it's fiction.
Yeah.
But because we all share a body part, we have to acknowledge, oh, well, now it's women. So just, that's a warning sign, guys. This is by a woman. It's a story by a woman with a female protagonist, so you probably won't be interested. Whereas you would never do that with a man writing a story about a male protagonist. You just go, it's fiction and it's brilliant, you know. And yeah. Whereas, you know, we just don't get the same. But that's okay, and we're fine with
but
it.
But this perspective on life, I think, you know, and here we go. I'm falling into the trap of making a, I suppose, gender-based argument, yeah, between women and men. But I find that in women's books, the understanding of the empathy of life is far more pronounced than it would be in a guy's book.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's plenty of men that I could pick out and say, look, they're brilliant.
Proved that wrong, yes.
I absolutely proved that wrong. But the idea is that, you know, we are a presence. We are here, and this is where we roar. What's in the water?
Oh, right, very good. Okay. So, what topics do you all talk about, and who's involved apart from yourself and Sinead?
So, we have two guests per episode. We've currently in the can 10 episodes. We'd love to do more, and we're out looking for sponsorship to get that under, because the Arts Council supported the first 10, which we were very grateful for. But we want to keep going, and there's endless topics, but the ones that we've kind of really delved into, like the big banner topics, like menopause, is our last episode last Tuesday with Sheila O'Flanagan and Anne Griffin, and Declan, the laugh we had, it was brilliant, because it's something that up until now was not talked about at all, and women really, really go through a really difficult time. And, you know, even our GPs, for the by and large, are not particularly good on the subject. And a lot of women in this country were simply put on antidepressants because they were going through the menopause, as opposed to being dealt with correctly. But it was just lovely for four women to sit together and talk about the experience and, you know, see the funny side, but also help one another.
And the serious and just speaking of the help, there seems to be some intervention. Is it in the UK? I'm reading some parts of the UK where there's going to be menopause leave.
Well, they're talking about it, and that's really interesting. I think it's more interesting if we get the science right around it, and we're certainly starting to do that. But really, it's about helping women live with menopause rather than, you know, putting them in a dark room in the office somewhere. You know what I mean? Going, there you are, Gloria, take an hour. You know what I mean? So, but the menopause one was fantastic. We did one on grief, which was actually really hard to do, and it was a really lovely one with Alex Barclay.
She's
fantastic.
She changed her name recently as well.
Well, YA.
Crime writer. Yeah.
No, she's doing crime under Alex Barclay, and I can't remember what the YA one, but she did a brilliant book recently, YA book, Paper, Scissors, Killers. Isn't that a great name?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's brilliant. And then we've had so many people. We've had Caroline Grace Cassidy, we've had Liz Nugent, we'd have Jane Casey, we have Patricia Gibney. I mean, the wealth of talent is extraordinary.
A lot of crime writers in there.
Loads of crime writers, but I mean, we've had Kira Geraghty, we've had Claudia Carroll. I mean, we've had so many, and so many topics, as I said. We've had divorce, we had the referendum and what it meant to women in this country pre and we had our dark past and what that meant for the women of Ireland. Just really interesting topic. We did one on religion, which was fascinating. It's been really good fun.
Now, the big question then is, who's the audience?
Well, women, I presume. I mean, I'd love to say
that falls into your trap.
Yeah, but not really, because we're leaning in
for women. Well, it's my podcast is for women.
But I suppose we're not pretending that we can be anything. Look, I'd love to change the world and have you look at something that says what's in the water, and it's a bunch of women talking, and you going, that's right up my alley. But by creating a podcast, I can't do that, Declan. I can't change what you're interested in. All I can do is lean in and go, yeah, we're women, we're talking about subjects that matter to women, and let's talk about it. Let's investigate those subjects. And if a guy is interested in listening to the podcast in the same way if a guy is interested in picking up my book, happy days. But I'm not going to ram it down your throat.
But topics. Have you picked topics that would be of interest to me?
Oh, 100%. We do an amazing one on crime with Liz Nugent and Jane Casey. Even the guy who is recording the podcast was like, that was fascinating, you know. So there's loads of topics. Like, menopause is one topic that's specific to women, but I actually disagree with that premise, because there's men who love women that really need to be armed and know what they're in for, because it's a goddamn nightmare. And it's something like, you know, and you're laughing because you know, right?
I do.
And there's children born to women who should know, right, whether they're boys or girls. So I don't think it's specifically female, but it sounds specifically female. But grief is not just for women, it's for men. Crime is not specific to women. There are religion isn't specific to women. The only kind of real specific topic would have been menopause. And as I say, I think men should listen to it for their own safety.
Yeah, I suppose in the same way that Women's Hour has quite a sizable, this is on BBC Radio 4, has a sizable male audience because the topics covered and...
Yeah, so I'm hoping
the
that men...
And the perspective.
Yeah, but Women's Hour has been going for a very long time, so they've earned the kind of interest and respect from men, whereas we're only starting off. And so, yes, right now our audience, we're hoping for it to be women,
right.
But if... Would we say no to a male audience? Absolutely not. We'd be absolutely delighted.
And the feedback so far?
Well, very good. Yeah, very positive. But sure, look, normally at the start of things, you only hear from the people that like it. You have to wait like a good few years before people start really putting the claws in, don't you? Or maybe it's only a few months, Declan, you tell me.
Well, who's your greatest critics? Male or female, or does that matter?
Well, I mean, certainly we've had no criticism yet for the podcast, but that will come. I don't know is the answer. I mean, I think it's even Stephen, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's individual,
I mean,
it's isn't
good,
it, Declan?
It's good in its own right. And don't worry about agendas and things
100%.
Like that.
Look, we're happy. And that, and we're happy to put it out on the airwaves. And we're proud. We're proud of the product and we're proud of the women that were involved in it.
Yeah. What else are you up to?
I am currently writing a 6-part crime drama that is going to be filmed in New Zealand in September.
Do you have to go?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah. It's a killer. I'm hoping things will still go. We're living in a topsy-turvy world, but we'll see.
Yes, indeed, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
And,
yeah,
you still got connections with Greystones or what?
I'm back in Dublin now. Yeah, so I know the first time I was ever on the show, I lived in Greystones.
Yeah, if I'd have known that now.
Oh, you would have been. Yeah. Oh no, I'm still heavily involved in Wicklow, in Wicklow Town. So don't worry about it. We're boxed off.
Very good. And I just wanted to ask you about Jane Casey. Is she living in England? She was writing crime as the Metropolitan Police or something.
That's right. She's down. I think she's living in Cork now, because actually we only had 3 people that came to us on Zoom, and she was one of them, and I think it was from her house in Cork, and we had Christine Dwyer Hickey from her lovely little bolt hole in Italy, and the rest were in studio.
Gorgeous.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now I have to say.
Okay, so tell us about the immediate plans for the podcast and where we can find it.
Spotify, Apple, any of the platforms, really, you'll find it. Just key in What's in the Water. We also have a website, whatsinthewater.ie. You can subscribe there. And if you do listen to it and you do like it, please rate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
have
you one in the pipeline that we haven't got yet?
Well, we've only 3 episodes down, so we've 7 more. So I don't know what's coming up next week, but we drop every Tuesday. And just key in and catch up on the first. The first one was crime, and it is fascinating. Listen to Liz and Jane talk about a well-known Irish murderer who they met at a festival. Really interesting listen.
All right. Okay. Author Anna McPartland. Thank you very much indeed. Great to see you again, Anna. And regards to all the people that you meet along the way on
Thank
this particular
you.
Podcast. It's The Morning Show at East Coast.